Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is March 19, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. ECB and EBA partner to improve banking industry data reporting. The European Central Bank, ECB, and the European Banking Authority, EBA, have established a joint bank reporting committee. SME lending totaled £3.5 billion in Q4 2023, report says. UK Finance's Business Finance Review has revealed that SME lending reached £3.5 billion in the fourth quarter of 2023. Akinon and DigiCommerce form B2B e-commerce partnership. Digital commerce platform provider Akinon has partnered with DigiCommerce for B2B e-commerce expansion. LUXHUB launches Payee verification platform. Europe-based open banking service provider LUXHUB has announced the launch of its Payee verification platform, aiming to simplify the implementation of the VOP mandate. Google joined GASA to fight online scams. Tech giant Google has recently announced that it has joined the Global Anti-Scam Alliance, GASA, a large network of organizations committed to safeguarding the online space from fraudsters. Revolut launches point-of-sale product. Revolut has rolled out a point-of-sale iPad application for businesses in the hospitality industry. UDPN launches Digital Currency Sandbox. The Universal Digital Payments Network, UDPN, has launched a digital currency sandbox for both commercial and central banks. Silch plans 2025 IPO. As it closes in on profitability, London-based buy now, pay later outfit Silch is eyeing a 2025 initial public offering. Galileo adds post-purchase installment payments to BNPL offering. Galileo Financial Technologies, a leading financial technology company owned by SoFi Technologies, Inc., NASDAQ, SoFi, announced today an expansion of their buy now, pay later offering that allows banks and fintechs to offer cardholders new post-purchase installment payment options via their existing debit or credit card account. Thread enters U.S. debit and credit card issuing market. Thread, a leading modern payments processor serving clients globally, has announced its official entry into the United States debit and prepaid card issuing market with long-standing partner, B4B Payments. PoundToken taps ClearBank for banking services. ClearBank, the enabler of secure accounts, real-time clearing and embedded banking for financial institutions, today announced it has been selected by PoundToken to provide banking services, allowing it to hold its fiat-backed stablecoin reserves at the Bank of England. Denson Systems PayLabo signs with Sohn. End-to-end fraud prevention leader, Sohn has had its state-of-the-art cybersecurity solution adopted by Denson System Company, Limited to enhance security and convenience across the company's new digital payment platform, PayLabo. Mintos expands its reach to France and the Netherlands. Following its successful entrance in Germany, Italy, and Spain, Mintos, the multi-asset platform offering a unique mix of alternative and traditional investment options, continues its European rollout by making its official debut in the French and Dutch investment markets. Signum tokenizes Matter Labs treasury reserves in $6.9 billion Fidelity MMF. Signum, a global digital asset banking group, is tokenizing $50 million of Matter Labs treasury reserves onto the ZKSYNC blockchain. ANZ goes live on Cobalt FX credit management platform. Australia and New Zealand Banking Group, ANZ, has joined Cobalt FX's dynamic credit platform to manage credit exposure for FX trades on interbank trading venues. Self-proclaimed next-generation UBS Onyx Private closes client accounts. U.S. digital banking startup Onyx Private is closing customer accounts in a strategic pivot to a B2B business model. Central banks adopt LLMs to extract climate risk data from corporate reports. The Bank for International Settlements has completed proof-of-concept testing of Project Gaia, an initiative conducted in concert with three central banks to explore the use of natural language processing, optical character recognition and machine learning to extract climate-related data from corporate reports. Ethiopian bank glitch lets customers withdraw millions. Commercial Bank of Ethiopia has lost more than 31 million after a technical glitch let customers withdraw and transfer money that was not in their accounts. Bakkt board member takes over leadership as part of strategic re-evolution. Bakkt Holdings, Inc. NYSE. BKK. Today announced that Andy Main has been appointed President and Chief Executive Officer, effective March 26, 2024. FCA sets out plan for the year ahead. In its business plan for 2024-25, the FCA has set out an ambitious program of work for the final year of its three-year strategy to achieve better outcomes for consumers and markets. Free Agent expands tax calculation to NatWest accounts. Free Agent, the award-winning accounting software for small businesses and their accountants, has expanded its innovative in-app smart tax calculation functionality to be available to all NatWest Group customers within their business banking app. Tech chiefs debate AI skills crisis in UK Parliament. Leaders from the technology industry have issued an urgent warning for the government to increase regulation and investment in artificial intelligence, AI, technology. Christoph Tummers appointed Chief Data Officer at Société Générale. Christoph Tummers is appointed Group Chief Data Officer, as of April 1, 2024. Ethiopia's Cooperative Bank of Oromia launches new Islamic banking apps with Temenos. Temenos, 6. Tem, today announced that Cooperative Bank of Oromia, Coop Bank, one of the largest banks in Ethiopia, has launched Co-op App and Co-op App Aluda on Temenos Digital, Infinity, delivering a modern digital experience for conventional and Islamic banking with greater personalization for more than 12 million customers. Stax Payment founders launch AI-powered credit underwriting platform Worth AI. Worth AI, a fintech SaaS startup, officially launched today and announced its artificial intelligence-powered risk management and underwriting technology. CRIF partners with BMW Financial Services. Credit information provider CRIF has partnered with BMW Financial Services to provide open banking-based credit checks and lending services to automotive retailers. Ant Group Digital Technologies partners with Bank Center Credit. Ant Group Digital Technologies has partnered with Bank Center Credit, BCC, to explore digital solutions and deliver faster and more reliable services to end users. UK banks urge to provide funding for open banking oversight. Several banks in the UK have come under pressure to provide millions of pounds in interim funding for Open Banking Limited, OBL. MasterCard connects with Alipay. US-based payment technology corporation MasterCard has announced the expansion of its cross-border payment solutions by connecting to China-based Alipay. Thread expands into the U.S. market. Thread, a payments processor, has declared its entry into the U.S. debit and prepaid card issuing market in collaboration with B4B Payments. Google joins GASA to fight online scams. Tech giant Google has recently announced that it has joined the Global Anti-Scam Alliance, GASA, a large network of organizations committed to safeguarding the online space from fraudsters. MasterCard makes new connection to Alipay. MasterCard continues to expand its cross-border payment solutions with a new connection to Alipay, China's leading digital open platform under Ant Group. Denson Systems Pay Labo signs with Sohn. End-to-end fraud prevention leader, Sohn has had its state-of-the-art cybersecurity solution adopted by Denson System Company, Limited to enhance security and convenience across the company's new digital payment platform, Pay Labo. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.